media platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here.
Did you catch up with Premier Daniel?
Media companies, including social media companies, have a responsibility to act. It shouldn't need the eSafety Commissioner to intervene, to take down violent videos. The social media companies that make a lot of money out of their business have a social responsibility. We are prepared to take whatever action is necessary to haul these companies into line.
The alleged attack, and Elon Musk really showing contempt for the government and its approach on this issue. What's your take on the tech billionaire?
So when it comes to the tech billionaire, like I've already said, I think he's a social media knob with no social conscience. He has absolutely no social conscience. Someone like that should be in jail and the key be thrown away. That bloke should not be have a right to be out there on his own ideology platform and creating hatred, you know, showing all this stuff out there to our kids and doing all the rest. I'm very interested to watch what the US is going to do with TikTok and how far that they can do with trying to get rid of that platform as well. So I think we're all watching on the United States at the moment to see what they're doing. But seriously, if we can move, and if that means in the next sitting that we can shut him down from doing this, because this is
stressful. You kick the platform out?
I don't give a stuff about the platform. I'm happy to go off the platform today, to be honest with you. I already have a list of all you journalists. I don't even know why we're on the platform. But I say this to everybody else. I'll be switching off X today. I'll be doing that before I get to the airport this afternoon. And I suggest that the other 227 members of parliament do the same thing and show them that you mean business. Because when you want to lead by example, it has to happen from here. It has to happen from here. So start switching off X. Start throwing it back at him. But we've got to start from here.
Jackie Lambie, David Pocock, great to see you both. And happy birthday, David.
That he is so out of touch. Media platforms have a responsibility to make sure that misinformation isn't got out there. I noticed today, for example, on the way up here, they've removed various sites that were up containing fake images of myself superimposed on other people. That's the sort of thing that is going on social media. Social media has a responsibility to do the right thing here. This bloke thinks he's above the Australian law, that he's above common decency. And I tell you what, I say to Elon Musk, that he is so out of touch.
So if they fail to remove the content, then we can go to the search engines such as Google or Bing to really minimize the amount of content the Australians can see.
This is really, really sinister, because what's happening now, Rowan and Rita, is that this global wave of censorship, we've seen this happening in Ireland, we've seen this happening in Canada, we've seen this happening in other European countries, is crashing here on the shores of Australia. And it is all about a global movement by governments that have lost control of the narrative because of social media. They no longer get to tell you what to think. There's no longer the monopoly of approved media providers and so on. So therefore, they need to stop this. And, you know, we saw this start during the pandemic and how much they absolutely hated alternative viewpoints on all sorts of elements of the pandemic, how it was managed, lockdowns, vaccines, everything else. A lot of things that were called misinformation, by the way, turned out to be absolutely correct.
100%.
Now we are seeing this here. And you know what? The thing is, this whole move by people like Julie Inman Grant and this government, but also backed in by the coalition, many in the coalition, I have to say, it really has its roots in totalitarian China. 국민을 신념의 강자 가장 존엄 높은 자주도 국민으로 내세워주신 장군님 이 땅에 가득찬 창조와 지적의 현실을 펼쳐놓으시고 자신께서는 피눈물의 바다를 지시며 어디로 과연 어디로 가신단 말입니까